Well, as I've mentioned and also posted on our social media sites, we have a special guest joining us in studio this morning from Rhode Island, the biggest little state in the union. And the gentleman's name is Mr. Lloyd Sugarman. I had the opportunity to meet Lloyd a couple of days ago. Lloyd is the co-founder of a name that we're all familiar with nationwide, Johnny Rockets. He became one of the brand's first franchisee. He opened his first Johnny Rockets back in San Francisco, California, back in 1992. He and his son Jason currently operate several franchises still in Rhode Island, Minnesota, California, just to name a few. And he is involved. His longtime dream was to open a restaurant in Boston. I think the closest he got is when he opened up the Johnny Rockets at the Plaza in Braintree that we're all familiar with. But this Providence restaurateur has engaged himself in a new project. It's called the Sugar Factory American Brasserie. It'll be, it's open, but informally, formal opening this week. Faneuil Hall Marketplace. It's a Las Vegas-born concept that specializes in over-the-top menu items, King Kong sundaes, just to name a few, steaming island oysters goblets. The decor is like none other, like no other restaurant in Boston today. There's even a two-story fake tree with pink flowers at the entrance that I got to see myself personally the other day. So there's a lot to talk about. Greeks love their food. They love their restaurants. They love the stories of success, Johnny Rockets. So welcome. Welcome to our Greek audience, Mr. Lloyd Sugarman.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it really, really is. And tell us a little bit about Lloyd Sugarman. You're a New Englander, Rhode Island guy.
Yeah, I started out in Cranston, Rhode Island, and I always had a passion to be in the quick service business. And to make a long story short, I found a friend of mine that was just putting together Johnny Rockets, and I went out to California, and I partnered with him in the second store in San Francisco. We actually opened in 1987, it was 87. And I moved my family out there, and we
developed. You did the whole thing. You found an opportunity and ran.
That's correct.
What were you doing prior to that?
Well, I started out in a car wash, believe it or not, in Cranston, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And they said it would be a miracle if I could do it right, so I called it Miracle Car and Van Wash. And that was many, many years ago, and was still operating as a very busy car wash out there.
Isn't that something? Yeah. And then you got into the, food service industry.
Correct.
So yes. Tell me a little bit about the Johnny Rockets story. How did it start from a concept or what?
Johnny Rockets is a very interesting story. There was a friend of mine, a fellow named Ron Teitelbaum, extremely talented in the fashion business. Won the Cody Award in Beverly Hills. This is the number one clothing store. He was a little bit older than me, about 15 years older than me. And I always watched him and knew of him, and we had gotten together prior to that with some clothing ideas and things. Well, I was always looking for, as I said, a concept that we could build and grow, and I've always been that guy that didn't develop it, but didn't create the concept from scratch, but added a lot to it and grew it. And that's what I did, and I was very, very excited to do that, and we did it. And San Francisco, I still have a store in San Francisco, and then what brought me back east in 1994, I sold my six stores. And we went with a venture capital company, and I wanted to, instead of staying with the corporate environment, I moved back east. There were no Johnny Rockets on the East Coast, so I started building them on the East Coast.
Yeah, and how many are still around here?
There's still a couple of hundred. Here we have, I have to think for one second because it's so many years. Braintree, obviously, is still operating well.
Yeah.
We're in a lot of casinos, but that's the one that we have here. Today, that's almost probably 30 years old, probably close to that.
Yeah, ever since that what do they call the food court?
That's right, was developed.
You know, I've gone to Johnny Rockets in Florida, maybe?
Absolutely.
It's the national brand. It's kind of a cool brand, especially people in our age group that, like to reminisce and remember the days of the fountains and the milkshakes and, all that stuff.
The concept was always that the fast food places took away the personality and the and things of what we were doing. And this was a counter of 20 seats.
Yeah.
And you could sit at the counter and the server would know your name, know what you want, and those kinds of things, the way it was when we were kids. So that was really what it was, to get away from quick fast food service and have more of an experience.
Okay. All right. Tell us about this sugar.
We're in Mohegan and Foxwoods and all the casinos.
Still, those are locally.
All my stores, yes.
All your stores, you're still involved with all of them.
A lot of, because I've got nine, yes.
Good for you. Good for you. All right. So, Sugar Factory American Brasserie. What is this new concept? Faneuil Hall, great location. I was there for lunch the other day. I had the classic hamburger. It was delicious with fries. I did the, you know, the... I didn't have any of those sundaes that are overwhelming.
I didn't do any of the candy
ice cream side. I did a lunch. But so tell us about this. I guess the concept started in Las Vegas.
Absolutely started in Las Vegas.
And what brought it to Boston?
Right. So in Las Vegas, it was developed at the Paris Hotel by my partners that, I have. And doing very, very well. And they... Eventually opened a small one in the meatpacking district out there in New York. I saw it in Paris. I was very excited about it, and I saw the potential of it. Because I got to tell you, what we've designed now, as you saw the other day, is an exciting experiment. Memorable experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word I was looking for. So we create memorable experiences that are a lot of fun, and the food is good. That doesn't really exist for us. That's developed for women and children. There's many bars that have been developed for us as guys. The sports bars, this bar, that bar. But this is completely women and children centric.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask a guy randomly in Massachusetts, have you ever heard of Sugar Factory? They might say no. But I can guarantee you that about 80% of the women and then children will know us immediately.
You know, I asked my daughters after we had met, I had said, and I showed them your business card, you know, it was round. And I go, you ever heard of this? And my oldest daughter goes, I think there's one in New York that has these specialty drinks that everybody's...
Our goblet is phenomenal.
Googling and Googling over the goblet.
That's right.
So that's like a specialty...
We have a lot of specialty items. We have our colored buns for, you know...
I saw that burgers come in color.
That's a rainbow color hamburgers. Kids love it, and they're small sliders type hamburger.
Yeah.
And for Boston, we even created, not in color, but the lobster sliders, which are delicious.
Yeah.
All fresh lobster and everything else. We've done a lot of centric Boston, Massachusetts items that we like a lot.
So were you involved in the creation of the menu as well?
A little bit, yes. But Jamie De Oliveira is a partner, is really the executive chef part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a partner, and he's been in the business for many, many years and created Capital Grills restaurant.
It looks like you're in the network of, you know, national
presence. He loves Boston.
Yeah.
He loves Boston, and he's been wanting to come back to Boston since he did the Capital Grill many years ago on Newberry Street.
Yeah. We got the product. You know, you got a guy. They found you. You're going to be running this store, at least.
Yes.
You know,
our team is running it.
Obviously, there's always a team, but you know, there's a leader, and currently you're the leader to run this particular restaurant.
Right.
If I understand this
correctly.
Right.
That's correct.
All right. So, let's do it. You know, that's where it all started, right?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yes. That's all correct.
Right. Take us back to the process. Locating, you know, the right location.
That's an interesting thing. Here you have COVID. You've had a devastation there in many locations.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Faneuil Hall environment, they lost longtime places like, you know, the Cheers
There were a lot of spots.
And
listen,
they had Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah.
And all of those, left at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the spot that the Anthem, which was successful and had very good food for 10 years, was in, or 12 years. And... I'm looking around Boston, and, you know, everybody's go look at the seaport and everything. But quite frankly, I saw it as opportunity that everybody knows where Faneuil Hall is.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 11,000 square feet there. The second floor, we're going to have outside patio. And I felt as though the opportunities are there and that Faneuil Hall can come back to some extent with all the tourism and all the things. Everybody walks by.
With the right product in there.
And we live on our own anyway.
Yeah.
You know? We'll bring our crowd, our normal guests and everything else, which is our bridal showers, birthday parties, parties and get-togethers in general.
You got to go to the site, particularly the women. You know, sugarfactoryamericanbrasserie.com. There's a room upstairs. And I made a comment to you, and I think you laughed, as did George and Christian, that, wow, I'm, you know, there's not going to be a guy stag in this room. There's a room that all the walls are nothing but pink roses.
And we did that 3 years ago. It's completely pink. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's incredible.
Yeah, and when people and women and kids see it, they go crazy because they're right to. Because, well, ironically, this whole thing with Barbie came out. We didn't even know that that would happen. That's just a fortunate thing.
That's actually a fortunate thing for you, I would
think. It was a great thing, but it has nothing to do with us developing that room. That room was done anyway, and we did one similar in Foxwoods about 3 years ago. So it's, again, memorable experiences, fun experiences you want to remember. You get that goblin is smoking up and everything else, and then you get the different shakes we have are also separators that people just don't have because there's a lot of labor and creativity on them, and, you know, a lot of places wouldn't do that. So
it's great. And there's even a little candy store, too.
Correct.
So it's theme. So here's my question. So is this and you're having the grand opening is next week, but you're having
but this is a tomorrow night is a very special opening as well, because we're going to have a famous guest come in for dinner and everything else and hang out there.
Why don't you tell the listening audience who the guest is?
That's Mr. 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And how did you get him involved in something like this?
Well, my partner has
connections, friends.
Well, they're friends, and they do things for each other. But he also has the Branson drink, which we're very, very supportive of.
Okay.
He has his own liquor. And
so you'll be using his product as well?
Absolutely, in all our stores. He's got a wonderful product. And
what is the product?
Branson is different cognac. And
it's a cognac.
There's different ones he has, too. He also has a vodka in his portfolio. Oh. So it's the Branson brand of liquor that he's associated with, and that's what we're going to expose to tomorrow night. Although it's well known and it's in the area to the different nightclubs and things, we're certainly going to be very focused on that as well.
Yeah. Now, what are your hours of operation going to be? 7 days?
Yes, we're open 7 days.
Yeah.
And we open at 11, and we close at between 10 and 11.
Yeah, depending on how the crowd goes.
Except that, but on the weekends we're open till midnight or 1 o'clock. Right now it might be 11 o'clock. We're in winter. We might go to 1 or 2 in the morning later on in the summers, in the season.
Yeah.
So we're still feeling all that out and going to play that. Yeah. But we do want to have a breakfast. And on Saturday and Sunday we have, a good offering.
That's a good idea, actually, especially on the weekends. You can put together, with the tourism, what it is.
100% right.
Forth.
I can see us having breakfast all the time.
Really
can.
Good
brunch. Brunch on Saturdays, Sundays.
You know, you got to figure it out. You know what I mean? You figure a new store out. We know a lot of people. You know, I have 20 sponsors that are restaurants, and they're all terrific. And you get an idea of the different size and shapes. And as we had our conversation, the number one is the food. You know,
yes,
the food's got to be good.
It's all got to be good.
It's all got to be good.
Yeah.
But something setting you apart, the fact that you're also in Faneuil Hall, the fact that you are kind of gearing yourselves towards women. I know that one of the nights that you're grand opening, you're bringing in a DJ, which is, I'm going to assume, bring in, you know, a lot of women. And if, a place in Boston attracts women, the men seem to find it as well.
I don't know how that happens.
I don't know how that happens either, but it just seems to happen naturally some way.
Yeah.
So you've kind of got something here. You're just going to get the word out.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just going to get the word out.
We've actually been in Foxwoods for almost 8 years, 7 years.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, so a lot of people in Massachusetts, women and children I keep mentioning, know us from there. And they might have gone to a birthday party, a celebration.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be here locally, and it's probably, this is quite frankly, I don't want to insult Foxwoods, but this is a magnificently pretty restaurant. It's a beautiful restaurant that we designed
Really excited for you guys. You know, I really am. I think that this is something good. You show a lot of passion.
We have a Mediterranean hors d'oeres and stuff that you had there as well.
A little hummus and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah.
So where do you see this brand and this concept, you know, let's say 2 years from now?
This is a very special brand. It can't be on, it's not for every corner or anything like that. It really is special occasions and a separator to go to that you want to go to and you're excited to go to.
So it's like a destination as well as a great location.
Both. That's absolutely right. You hit it right on the head. We are a destination. People, as well as the fact that we're in Faneuil Hall and we have a lot of walk-by traffic and everything else.
Yeah.
But, we are both, and that's what makes it special. And you have to, because it's very expensive to operate a place, you know,
sure
these types
it is.
Of restaurants.
Sure
yeah,
it is. I don't think it's any secret to any Bostonian that Faneuil Hall, you know, is not what it used to be. At what point when Faneuil Hall opened, and I don't know, I heard that at one year they had, and you know, almost as many visitors as Disney
World. Well, I'm going to tell you, I've got an article here.
Yeah.
It was number 7. I couldn't believe it myself. Number 7 in the world.
In the world.
And I'll give you that article.
Yeah.
And it was by an international magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shocking that we had that many. I mean, you had that many guests. It was like 14 million. It was more than Disney that you walk through. But the difference is, of course, people pass through,
yeah,
and they hang out for a half hour, 45 minutes, or an hour. Whereas Disney, they might be
there all day. Yeah, they're all
so
day.
So it's a different experience. It's a different
experience. It's a place to check out when you come into the city,
yes,
for sure.
Yes,
for sure.
And it's still historically, I mean, it's Boston Tea Party over there, the aquarium. And it's so centrally located.
You know, it's another thing, you know, through osmosis, you know, a business on a sunny July day is going to be brisk. It's keeping it busy, you know, a Tuesday night in February that attracts the crowd.
Similar to what we experience in all our casinos.
Yeah, same thing, huh?
Yeah, and we know that people make special, you know, reservations and parties and things like that, and
mm-hmm.
and that's what they want to do. So maybe you might have a child or something that had went to somebody else's birthday party, mm-hmm. there and had one heck of a time, and they want to go there for their birthday or a girl's 21st birthday, 16th birthday, whatever the occasion.
That's
a special occasion.
I have two daughters. They're a little bit older now, but you know, and they both had sweet 16 parties some 20 years ago. But, I mean, if there's ever been a Sweet 16 party venue that's just ready in Greater Boston, this is the place.
They might want to come to Chantel when she comes in here next on the 19th.
Who is Chantel?
Okay, so she's, believe it or not, in TikTok, in that world.
Yep.
She's very, very famous. She has over 4 million followers.
Okay.
And it's ironically, probably not as – she's from – Boston originally.
Okay.
But yet she's known all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the most successful, most popular plays in the most popular venues, of nightclub venues in the country.
So she's going to be opening up your first night?
That's right.
And when is that first night?
It's going to be on the 19th. That's January 19th.
That's one week from tonight.
That's right.
One week from tonight.
That's right. We're warming up tomorrow night.
Tell us about tomorrow night one more time. Now, is tomorrow night, is it available, or is it pretty much going to be?
We have a tremendous amount of people coming in. I don't know, 500 or 600 people. So it's going to be very crowded. And
yeah.
We did have reservations up to that, and we want to accommodate the reservations.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what the weather's going to be, right?
That's true,
so
too.
So if the weather's not so good, maybe some people won't be able to make it because they might be traveling from a distance.
I understand.
So we might have some openings at that time, but I just don't know.
Yeah. Listen, thank you so very much. I hope, you know, to the Greek community out there, next time you go to Faneuil Hall, look at Sugar Factory, American Brasserie, and say, hey, that guy Lloyd, he was on Grecian Echoes.
It's a pleasure to be here. I love it.
Yeah.
Because some of my greatest friends are Greeks, and you guys have some of the best restaurants.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you very much, Lloyd.
Thanks, Ted. Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you very much. All right, let's go. A little bit more music. We're here till 12. And again, the Irish take over in about 20 minutes.